This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV, a special program for August 22nd, 2019. I'm Derek Gilbert. Joining me by Skype, a couple of gentlemen I'll be seeing face-to-face in just about a month as we are going to California for something unusual for the Golden State, a prophecy conference. They are the best-selling authors of The Babylon Code and Trumpocalypse. We welcome Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist Troy Anderson and Bible prophecy expert Paul McGuire back to Skywatch TV. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you for having us on.
It's great to be on your show, Derek.
The two of you are residents of the great state of California, which has an outsized influence on American culture as a whole. Next month, the three of us will be together for an event at a small church east of Fresno. This is Cross Point Church in Sanger, California, for the Look, He is Coming with the Clouds Prophecy Conference. As the authors of a couple of books dealing with Bible prophecy, and Paul, I mean, you've written quite a few books dealing with end times prophecy, so I'll start with you. Why is an event like this in California important, and what is it perhaps more important to hold events like this dealing with Bible prophecy in California than elsewhere in the country?
Well, Derek, that's an excellent question, because as you know, the whole Jesus is coming, the Bible prophecy movement in the last 100 years came directly out of California. But in the last 10, 15 years, I'd say, there's been a change, and there's new generations and new leadership which is almost resistant to Bible prophecy. And in fact, as both of you know, 74% of evangelical churches don't even teach Bible prophecy anymore. So we are delighted to be at this conference. And of course, you're going to be there, Troy's going to be there, and some other great speakers. But for California, California needs a revival, not only spiritually, but together with God's prophetic word. I mean, we all understand why people backed off. There were some excesses in the past, people naming dates that did not come true. But look, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back soon. I mean, it's obvious, and we need to be ready. So Troy and myself, and I know you are, Derek, are very excited about this conference.
Now, Troy, as the as an investigative journalist, you did an awful lot of interviews for the two books, Trumpocalypse and The Babylon Code. With reference to The Babylon Code, what did you find when you talked to experts, theologians, Bible teachers about the general, I don't know, approach or attitude towards teaching end times Bible prophecy?
For the Babylon Code, we did over 100 interviews, everybody from Billy Graham and Tim LaHaye to Hal Lindsey and Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, Joel Rosenberg. There's a host of prophecy experts and faith leaders. Overwhelming consensus is that we are in the run-up to the end-time events predicted in the Bible and the second coming of Jesus Christ. But even more surprising, all kinds of secular experts at Princeton and Yale University and Oxford and experts in geopolitics and existential risk say that we're approaching the end of human civilization unless humanity takes drastic actions. You know, they cite threats like, you know, nuclear war and artificial intelligence run amok and the global pandemic and things like that. So there's great dangers in the world and in many different spheres. And a friend of ours was speaking to a general at NORAD, and he said they're looking at all these dangers in the world, the Yellowstone supervolcano, the San Andreas Fault, possibility of war of North Korea, nuclear war. And the only explanation this general has for why something gigantic hasn't happened is that God's holding it all back. But how much longer is he going to hold it back?
Hmm. Paul, you've been a longtime observer of news and geopolitics. In fact, I was a faithful listener to your radio program, syndicated radio program, years ago when we lived back in St. Louis. What do you see happening in the world today that suggests to you that the time is growing short?
Well, one of the things that concerns me the most, I know it concerns Troy, as we're working on a third book together, is this growth of technology, everything from 5G, artificial intelligence, mass surveillance technology. There's no way, and I'll be talking about this in some of my messages at this Bible prophecy conference, there's no way, especially I'll be talking on America and prophecy, and I want to emphasize that, but there's no way that these technologies will not inevitably lead to this mark of the beast technology 666. And we're not telling people that to be paranoid. But it's inevitable, as Derek, I know you know, virtual reality, the hive mind, the world brain. I mean, we are right at the precipice of these things. And I don't want to segue into 5G technology, because I'll be talking about that at the conference. But 5G technology essentially creates the possibility of a virtual reality intruding into our physical reality. And people say, well, what does that have to do with Bible prophecy? Well, I would suggest read the account of the Antichrist and how they worshiped, quote, the image of the beast.
Right,
they didn't worship
right.
the beast, but the image of the beast.
Troy, that's obviously that's something that people have been watching who are aware of technology and where it's going. What were some of the other issues during the interviews you conducted for the Babylon Code that were maybe suggested as sign markers, mile markers on the road towards the apocalypse?
Well, one of the most stunning interviews I did was with Billy Graham, before he died here in early 2018. He said that signs of the end of the age are converging for the first time since Jesus made those predictions. And when he said that to me, that was just a stunning remark for a faith leader of his reputation to make, that he foresaw that we are in the last of the last days and is concerned about the future of the world and people's souls. And he said that when God sent the prophet Jonah to Nineveh to warn them of pending judgment, that the king and the people heeded the prophet Jonah's warning. They repented. And Billy Graham told me he believes the same thing can happen again today, this time in America. So we believe the ball is in our court. That's why we're so encouraged that this pastor Greg Crocker at Cross Point Church invited us to come speak. Most churches throughout the country no longer talk about Bible prophecy. So here's a pastor who just took his congregation through the book of Revelation. I think he did a 21 or 22 part series, taking them through the whole book of Revelation. He thought that maybe the church attendance would drop off, but instead it grew. People are fascinated by this. And they, polls show 80% of America or 80%. Evangelical Christians believe we're living in the biblical end times. And so there's this massive, interest and realization that we are in what the Bible predicted would happen. And yet so few churches are talking about it. So, I was greatly encouraged by his courage and his boldness. And it's already starting to spread. We got invited to this conference in the Irvine Hilton in October.
Yes.
And now a colonel who's a friend of mine, he's talking to a pastor at a major church in Sacramento. They're interested in putting on a conference. There's a church that Pastor Crocker's talking to in Bakersfield that wants to put on a conference. So, it's starting to spread. Word's getting out, and it's very exciting to watch these large churches getting interested in holding these kind of conferences.
Mm. Paul, you graduated from Mizzou, not far from where we are here in the Ozarks, a couple hours up the road. But you've also lived quite a while in California, so you've seen the contrast between life here in the Midwest, life here in the Ozarks, life in California. What do you make of this sudden, what appears to be interest in end times prophecy by pastors of churches there in California?
Well, like Troy, I was really impressed with Pastor Crocker's heart. He was a humble man, a man who loved the Lord, and he wanted to put on this Bible prophecy conference because he loved the Lord, and it was obvious. And it's obvious with the title of his conference, Look, He's Coming with the Clouds. And so he called up Troy because the Lord put this on his heart. He was obeying the Lord to hold a Bible prophecy conference. And he asked us to also make it our messages understandable to people who may not have any exposure to Bible prophecy. And that really blessed me, his heart. And we're seeing more of that. And that's a change from like a couple of years ago. So I was surprised to find this out. And maybe you knew this, Derek. I don't know. But there's this massive, massive number of these same people, like that would be millennials and younger and older, and they're all interested in things like Bible prophecy and all the stuff that the church won't teach on. Young people are starving to find out about. And what a great way to reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because after all, what's the major purpose of Bible prophecy but to win souls to Christ?
One of the great things that happened over this past weekend, I spoke at the Sons of God Giants of Old Conference in Lubbock, Texas, a 15-year-old boy whose aunt had brought him to the conference because she was concerned, you know, him and his brother, he may have been a little older, the 15-year-old may have been his younger brother. But anyway, young man, not legal to consume alcohol, let's put it that way, came up to me with a notepad full of notes and started asking me questions about the relationship between Genesis chapter 6 and Greek mythology. And wound up spending about 15, 20 minutes talking about the overlap between the stories from the pagan Greeks and Romans and Amorites and Canaanites and Egyptians and what we read in the Bible. And he was intrigued and fascinated to learn that it's all in there, that the pagan myths of the ancient world, even the Norse and the Indian, they're just twisted versions of the true history that's recorded in the Bible. So the material is there. We just need more men like Pastor Crocker and his colleagues there in California to step up and help us to get the information into the hands of people, because the denominations aren't doing it. The seminaries aren't teaching it. And the scholars who are aware of this information generally aren't filtering it through a biblical lens, or they just don't communicate with people in the pews. Troy, a final question to you. What do you hope that people who come to the Look, He is Coming with the Clouds Prophecy Conference take away from this gathering in September?
You know, several years ago, and Paul can tell you more about this, but he had a vision on, I think it was July 4th, 2012, where he saw from a satellite level, these lights of churches beginning to illuminate across America, and starting in California, moved across the country, and then became this global revival. And God told him that this revival is dependent on repentance, on people turning back to the Lord. And Pastor Crocker's on our film prayer team. We're working on turning our books into a film for release next summer in theaters nationwide.
Wow.
And so he's been praying for us. And one day he sent me an email and he said, Troy, would you pray for me? I've had some kind of health condition I've had for a long time, and I'm drained of energy, and would you pray for me? And so I just sent him an email. I just said, Dear Lord, supernaturally heal him. In the name of Jesus, amen. Just some simple prayer like that. He instantly emailed me back. He said, Troy, he's like, it's miraculous. I said, I feel instantly better. I got up on my bike and I went for a bike ride, and whatever it was, it's gone now. And it just blew my mind. And that's how this conference came about, is after we prayed that prayer. And I don't remember the last time I prayed for somebody and they told me they're healed. And then, he said, let's put on the conference. Let's get the word out. So it's a small church, maybe like 200, 300 people, room at this conference. But I think God has a big plan for this church and for this conference. And this is going to spread across the country.
Well, in many ways, it's similar to the conference that I was just at in Lubbock, Texas. A church holds about 200 people, and yet the pastor, obeying a directive from God, calling together people and drawing people in from all over Texas for this one. So coming up September 20th through 22nd, He is Coming with the Clouds Prophecy Conference in Sanger, California. I'll tell you more about how to find out more and to register for that in just a moment. But Paul, Troy, appreciate your time today. Please keep us informed as to what's the progress on the film, because we certainly want to know more about that and let people know about it when it's ready to hit theaters.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be back to tell you more about the Look, He is Coming with the Clouds Prophecy Conference and a couple of other events coming up right after this.
They came up with some type of an agreement. It was like a treaty, basically. Some type of an agreement between the American government and this, what they were deeming to be an alien race.
I was aware that we had made a deal that we would give them infrastructure, hiding places, labs, out of the human sight. I've been let privy to things that these people would be killed for if I named them.
It was not only unethical and immoral, but that it was a program that was really connected with the demonic, with satanic forces.
So the Collins elite start to get this information, to start arguing to the point where no, these things, these beings have been summoned demonically through satanic ritual, but there's not a lot of people listening.
These guys, with the resources that the U.S. government has, should have known that. They had access to people who could have told them that. So the question to ask is, why did they come up with the conclusion they did?
Finally, Los Alamos called her, and they said he died in a tragic accident, the details of which cannot be reviewed, and the body cannot be recovered. And that's why I'm telling you, be careful how hard you push, how far you push.
He has witnessed the 10-foot giants and referred to themselves as the Nephilim, said that they were preparing for an intergalactic war with God, and they believed that they were going to win.
This goes back to the beginning of civilization. Higher entities have been controlling and manipulating the governments of mankind. There's no evidence that this has stopped.
As you saw from the crawl across your screen just there, we're going to be a number of places here in the upcoming weeks, but just a couple to touch on. First, a reminder that you still have access to all of the presentations from the Defender Conference the first weekend in August. Conference is now history, but because of video and streaming video, you have access to all of those presentations through November 2nd. Every one of the presentations in full HD for as many times as you want to watch it on your schedule, available now at defenderconference.com. That's where you go to sign up for the streaming video, get you access to more than 20 hours of conference presentations, plus the 2-hour and 45-minute documentary, Wars of the Gods, Volume 1, Search for the Titans, as Sharon and I take you through Israel, Jordan, show you the megalithic sites of Sardinia, and do some teaching along the way. All of that available through November 2nd for just $79. Again, the link for the sign-up is at defenderconference.com. Coming to Branson, the True Legends Conference, September 13th through 15th at the Mansion Theater. If you're interested in the UFO phenomenon, what do we make of extraterrestrials? What do we make of abduction, the abduction phenomenon? You'll get answers from a variety of perspectives. Christian speakers like L.A. Marzulli, Steve Quayle, Gary Stearman, Timothy Alberino, and noted ufologists Chase Kletsky, George Knapp, Michael Schratt, Professor Hugo de Garis, as well as part of that, yours truly honored to serve as Master of Ceremonies. There are very few tickets left. Check to find out if there's still room for you. You can log on to gensix.com, G-E-N-S-I-X.com. There will be streaming video available and information on the packages and a place to sign up for streaming video. Also, gensix.com. Now, the look he is coming with the Clouds Prophecy Conference. Troy Anderson, Paul McGuire, and me speaking over the course of 2 days. Again, I'll be speaking 6 times over the course of the weekend. I must be crazy, but looking forward to laying some groundwork for a worldview that, to many, according to Pastor Crocker, in that part of the country, would be a new thing. Understanding that the gods of the ancient world were not imaginary, they were real. The prophets and the apostles knew it, and it's in the Bible, if you know how and where to look. September 20th through 22nd at Cross Point Church in Sangre, California, that's east of Fresno. For information and to reserve your place, as being in a church setting, this will be cozy, so don't wait. CrossPointChurch.net. That's CrossPoint with an E, CrossPointChurch.net. This week, SkyWatch TV broadcasts the first of 4 programs on the new documentary, Higher Entities, Justin Fall and Wes Fall, in their investigation into the shadowy, unofficial government group called the Collins Elite. What did they know about the UFO phenomenon? What did they conclude about extraterrestrials, and what solution did they propose for the problem? You'll see that on our broadcast schedule. Broadcast schedule is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels, or just download the SkyWatch TV channel to Roku, Apple TV, or Amazon Fire TV. Or to bring it even closer, download the free SkyWatch TV mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. We've got instructions on how to do all of those things at skywatchtv.com. Just check the top menu bar there. My website, derekpgilbert.com. Tomorrow, we talk science with our science advisor and my best friend, SciFriday with Sharon K. Gilbert. And until then, thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.